6, Perek of Talmud, Perek Mishnah, Misha Zohar, Miktoires, Hayunaitelus, Abez of Mitoch HaKaf. Now, the one who was able to do the actual burning of the Ktoires, he would take the smaller Kli out of the larger Kli. And he had somebody accompanying him. And after he put this bigger Kli on the floor, he'd give this smaller Kli with the Ktoires in it to his friend. If some of the Ktoris spilled out, he would take it together with all the Ktoris and he would put it into his hands. In other words, the second coin would fill up the hands of the first coin. He'd put his two hands together and fill them both up with the Ktoris. They tell them, when you're putting it on the fire, don't start towards you and go further away, because it's going to burn your hands. You shouldn't burn. Now you start from the furthest point and then bring it towards you. As you're pouring out the Ktoris on the fire, start pouring it on the furthest point and then bring it closer to you. Hitzchel meraded v'yoytze. Then after he did that, after he made the Ktoris on the Chomim, he took the Kli, and also used to spread out the Ktoris more with the Kli, the Yotz, and he left. The one who had to do the burning of the Ktoris would not do it until there was appointed Kohen who would command him to do it. If the one who was doing the Ktoris was a Kohen Gadol, my chosh of a person, Kohen Gadol, please burn the Ktoris. Pil Sha'om, Yikta Vishtacha B'yotze. Before you do the Haktarah, everybody else would leave the Beis HaMikdash, because whenever there's Avodah inside, only the Kohen that was doing it would stay inside. And then he would bow down when he finished his Shtachah V'yotzeh. When he finished his Avodah, he would bow down and leave.